Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Dallas County Health Department Public Information Officer Ann Cochran.
So it was reported that the FDA and the CDC have suggested the halting of using the Johnson & Johnson single-dose vaccine. Could you just talk a little bit as to why that is?
Well, out of caution, the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, and the Iowa Department of Public Health put a pause on the use of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine while they investigate if there is any kind of causal evidence between this brand of vaccine, the Johnson & Johnson, and certain adverse events. The data on this is that approximately 6.85 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine have been administered in the U.S. so far. And out of those nearly 7 million, there were 6 people who experienced a type of blood clot that's called a cerebral venous sinus thrombosis in combination with low levels of blood platelets. All 6 of these cases occurred among women aged 18 to 48 years old. This is not related in any way to either the Moderna or Pfizer vaccines that will continue to be in use.
As the COVID variants get closer to home, there were reports in Urbandale that was linked to the UK variant kind of spreading. Now, what can people do that have not been able to be vaccinated yet to protect themselves against that new, more easily spreadable COVID variant?
Separating yourself from persons not in your household works best to avoid contracting the virus. And this is also true for young adults and children. At the time of spring break and now continuing into youth sports season in the spring, people have let their guard down. And if they aren't vaccinated, there's a higher risk that they could get this new variant.
Reports show that the UK variant of coronavirus is now dominant here in Iowa. Speaking in terms of Iowa, could that lead to a new surge since not everyone has been vaccinated and it's been shown to be more easily spreadable?
Oh, absolutely. And there again, the problem is that people are letting their guard down as far as mitigation. There are more and more folks participating in typical spring activities involving social activities without using a mask. And that is going to cause an uptick in the number of cases if there is this virus, which is very, very spreadable here in Iowa. Is going to spread quickly among people who are mixing together without any kind of caution.
Earlier this month, Iowa opened up vaccinations to all those who are 16 years of age and older, which gives more access to a broader swath of the population. But we haven't really looked at children. Children can spread the coronavirus, you know, sometimes without knowing, just like adults can. So when might we expect kids to be able to be vaccinated?
There are several clinical trials going on right now for different age groups of adolescents and children as young as 6 months old. These are in the early stages because children are an especial population as far as us wanting to protect their well-being. Clinical trials tend to go a little bit more slowly and more, even more cautiously than with adult populations. Hopefully by the end of this summer, a vaccine will be approved for at least for children maybe 12 and over, which would greatly help among middle school and high school age kids as the new school year starts.
The pandemic has been going on for more than a year now. Are we at a breaking point in the pandemic where if people can buckle down, we can get through this? Or if people continue to, as you mentioned, you know, kind of lax those social distancing measures such as wearing a mask, could we be headed towards another push with this as more variants start to pop up and become dominant?
As the natural course of a pandemic or any kind of disease goes through the population, the longer it circulates, the more chance there is that variants will develop. And so if we mitigate, if we get vaccinated, and we crush out the pandemic soon, there'll be less chance for different variants to spread and to develop. But, you know, you're right that as people become more pandemic fatigued, it's harder to stay with those mitigation processes. And it is for everyone. Don't get me wrong. Everyone at the health department feels your pain. We know that it's tiresome to wear a mask, to stay away from people. If we all can keep on doing this just a little longer, we're going to get rid of the pandemic.
As I kind of mentioned before, people are becoming more and more pandemic fatigued. What does the future look like for the pandemic in returning to somewhat normal life?
We're hopeful that later this summer, we're going to have a great number of people in Dallas County and in Iowa who have chosen to become vaccinated. And that will improve our chances to get rid of the virus among our population. However, Iowans love to travel. And one of the things that we all have to keep in mind that this summer, if you choose to go on a vacation somewhere else, you have to remember that other locations also have different strains of the virus, and so you have to be very cautious about bringing home any other strains to your friends and neighbors and relatives here in Iowa.
And that was our conversation with Dallas County Health Department Public Information Officer Ann Cochran. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.